In this episode, I'm going to talk about Cypress essential oil and why I call it blood, sweat and tears. If it's your first time along to the Aromatherapy Business Podcast, you're very welcome. My name is Jenny, and in this podcast, I share all kinds of aromatherapy recipes and tips. I also share business tips for aromatherapists and holistic therapists who want to build up profitable businesses. So why do I call Cypress blood, sweat and tears? I've made up quite a few names for essential oils. It was mainly to help my students to remember the oils and remember the properties. So Cypress blood is because it reduces excess blood flow. Cypress is an amazing hormone balancer. And it's good for PMT, for menopause, for baby blues, etc. One of the things it does for PMT is it really helps period pain and it reduces excess blood flow. Quite often, you have a period, you can take painkillers, pain isn't too bad, but you just feel exhausted. And that's quite often because the blood flow is really heavy and it just wears you out. So Cypress is amazing for that. So where does sweat come from? Cypress produces excess sweat. So whether that is for your teenagers' smelly runners, you can mix up a couple of drops in Cypress in something like baking soda or corn flour, shake it into trainers or runners, and then toss it out the next day. It absorbs the excess sweat and it really helps with the aroma. And still on the subject of sweat and also on the subject of hormone balancing, I mentioned that Cypress is really good for the menopause and symptoms of the menopause, and one of the symptoms it is absolutely amazing for are hot flushes. I know an awful lot of women are absolutely plagued by hot flushes that can go on for years, and I found that using Cypress was almost like flicking a switch. It was great for hot flushes when I had them, and I've also passed on recipes to other people who are getting similar results. I'm just going to very quickly share a recipe I use for hot flushes. Here's what you need: a spray bottle with water, ideally spring water, distilled water, or even better, rose water, or maybe a combination of rose water and other water. About a half a teaspoon of aloe vera gel, and to that you would add one drop of Cypress, one drop of geranium, and one drop of rose, and then mix it really well. I haven't put in an exact amount of water because essential oils don't dissolve in water. They will dissolve in the aloe vera gel, so basically use as much water as you like. You put the mixture into a spray bottle, ideally a glass spray bottle if you can get one. They are quite difficult to get. But if you can't, you can just use a plastic spray bottle that you top up as and when you need it. I wouldn't suggest that you keep the oils in the plastic bottle for a prolonged time. Just put enough in the bottle for the day and take it with you. And then when you're storing the mixture or the oils, put it into a dark glass container or a ceramic container of some kind. And let's look at the tears. So Cypress blood, sweat and tears. Where does tears come from? Cypress has been associated with easing grief and transitions in both the Eastern and the Western traditions. The botanical name is Compressus sempervirens, which means ever living. And if you live in Europe, you might have noticed that a lot of graveyards have cypress trees around them. And the original reason for that was to give people hope and show that there was everlasting life, because cypress is an evergreen tree. And in Chinese medicine, Cypress is called a mourning herb, as in M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G herb. And they use this to help with grief and any kind of transitions. Cypress is a beautiful, gentle, understated, has an understated aroma. And I will use it in a blend for grief with some other nurturing oils like lavender and benzoin. And I have found that it has really, really helped quite a few of my clients. So that is Cypress, and that is the reason why I call it Blood, Sweat and Tears. And I have found that it has really, really helped quite a few of my clients. So that is Cypress, and that is the reason why I call it Blood, Sweat and Tears. Cautions are contraindications to Cypress. Don't use it for anyone who's pregnant. As I mentioned earlier on, Cypress balances the hormones. I really wouldn't see it causing any harm for a pregnant woman or a baby, but with essential oils, it's always better to err on the side of caution, and we don't use essential oils that can balance hormones during pregnancy. I hope that you enjoyed it. I hope you found it interesting.
If you'd like more ideas, like business ideas, aromatherapy ideas, essential oil tips, etc., why don't you pop along and join my free Facebook group? It's called Aromatherapy and Holistic Business Success, and I'll put the link just below this episode.
And I will see you for the next episode. Thanks a million for listening. Bye.